It was still dark when the first fast food workers began to gather outside a Burger King restaurant in Durham, the one at Club Boulevard and Guest Road.
We can't survive on 725. We can't survive on 725. We can't survive on 725.
The early morning rally didn't bother a 24-year-old Sarah Kelly. She usually works the early shift at Burger King, beginning at 5 a.m. She's worked here for 5 years and lives with her parents. Kelly says she's tried to get a higher-paying job.
You know, it's really hard out here to find a job. So every time I find a job or I get an interview, they never call me back. I don't know.
So you're kind of stuck here at this fast food restaurant?
Yeah, for now. I would have said forever for now.
Economists say that's part of the problem. Fast food workers are having to work at what McDonald's USA and Burger King Worldwide call first or entry point jobs for much longer periods of time. Willetta Dukes is 39 years old and works at Burger King as a guest ambassador.
I open up, I make the tea, I set the lobby up for the customers to come in, I put the kids' crowns out, I make the meals for the kids with the toys in them, I set up the front.
Dukes worked at Church's Chicken for several years before getting the job at Burger King a year ago. She says this job promised more hours and a better wage, but that hasn't happened. She's had to leave her home and move in with family to get by.
I feel better as a server. I feel like it's a gift. I don't think it's a curse. I don't think I'm supposed to be a lawyer. I don't think I'm supposed to be a doctor. I'm just good at what I do. And I love doing it. That's the thing about it. I enjoy doing it.
And she wants to get paid fairly for it. Duke says she wanted to officially walk off the job, but when her boss got a whiff of the walkout, she was taken off the schedule.
Hold your pickles, hold your fries, make our wages super size. Hold your pickles, hold your fries, make our wages super size. Hold your pickles, hold your fries.
Fast food workers reportedly walked off the job in Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, and Durham. Organizers say at least 100 workers went on strike at establishments in North Carolina like Taco Bell, KFC, Little Caesars, McDonald's, and Burger King. Robert Korstad is a professor of public policy at Duke University. On the state of things, he said $15 an hour for fast food workers isn't too much to ask.
I mean, one of the reasons we're seeing this great wealth inequality and increasing wealth inequality in the United States is that as you've got more and more companies in America, you know, paying large salaries for people at the top and very little for people at the bottom. And it's a real drain and drag on our economy.
Korstad says, ironically, by doubling the minimum wage, the restaurant industry would likely be one of the first industries to benefit from more cash in workers' pockets. Meanwhile, the Obama administration has talked about an increase to $9 an hour for the minimum wage. Workers have said anything is better than nothing. Reverend Jimmy Hawkins is pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Durham.
I think right now the poor, and especially people who are not making a lot of money, are not getting a decent break in America. We can do better than what we're doing.
It's a message with echoes from the March on Washington 50 years ago. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.